Today I'd like to talk on what do we believe? Such a big question. What do we truly believe? How do we get that belief? How do we have that belief? You know, Jesus tells us in Romans, and it's Paul who's sharing this, if you confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. If you confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. How do I get that belief that Jesus is the Lord of my life and that God raised Jesus from the dead? I was blessed and was shared with it by my parents first, and then by the church community I belong to, and by the school with the nuns and the brothers that I went to. But maybe there's lots of other people who haven't had that opportunity, haven't heard the truth, haven't heard what they need to believe. And we're also a very discerning type of people now. We're told to discern everything, check it all out. Could be spam, could be junk, could be, you know, someone trying to take all your money or trying to discredit you, trying to get your information of who you are. So we quite sometimes are cautious in what we believe. But this is a belief that is a gift from God. Faith is a gift from God, firstly. And then faith occurs by us listening, seeking out more knowledge, checking it out. Because it states in Romans, if you read on further, faith comes from what is heard, and what is heard comes through the word of Christ. Because Christ's words are truthful. This truth, remember, God's words in Scripture, it's not just a book that we read with words on a page. They're living and active. And these words somehow spiritually delve into our spirit, and our spirits sing, our spirits acknowledge or understand that truth. Even at first, if it might be a bit questioning or a bit like, really? I'm not sure. You know, it's okay to question, but go check out what Jesus has said. Check out what he has done. Check out. Go read, pray, think, meditate, and then ask for the gift of faith. Ask that Jesus would enlighten you. Holy Spirit, enlighten me to what is truth. We all seek truth. Look at the world anywhere and people are seeking truth. You hear of, you know, governments doing wrong things and people want to delve into the truth of, well, what really did happen. We want to know. You know, not just journalists, everybody wants to know. And in that knowing, you know, sad to say, we do judge people, but we want to pick then the right government, the right people to represent us, to stand for us, to help us in different areas, you know, to make sure that they're using the money wisely, to, you know, giving us good choices, sharing truth with us. Well, Jesus is truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. So would you not want to delve out who this Jesus is? Delve into? Find out? You know, it also states in Romans 10:14, but how are they to call on one in whom they have not believed if they don't know the one? How are they to believe in that one if they've not heard it? How are they to hear with someone not proclaiming it or speaking it to them? And how are they to proclaim it unless someone is being sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. This is good news. And maybe at first people reject it. But it's good news. So should we not want to, you know, have this urge to share with others? Not to push it down their throat, but share with others the goodness of God, the truth that Jesus brings. And the flow on of peace and success in your own life. Maybe I'm not the CEO of a company, but I have success and peacefulness and calmness and happiness in my life because of Jesus. We need to speak out. We need to share our belief. I mean, then we need to ask God to reveal himself more to us, to reveal us the truth, to reveal Jesus to us, to show us himself. You know, it says, if you seek first the kingdom of God, everything else will be added to you. Doesn't mean I'm going to get it in this life, but I'm definitely going to get it in the next life, my eternity life, my forever afterlife. You know, we all hope to have an happy ever after. Jesus is our happy ever after, now and into the future. You know, when you go get married, does not every person dream of the happy ever after? Well, they have that ability, you know, not in a human person that can make mistakes and errors and faults and, you know, not live up sometimes to their agreements, but in Jesus, who is trustworthy, who lives up to every promise and agreement that he's ever said or written or expressed. He is faithful and true. He is honest. He is there for us. He loves us to the end. He loves us to bits. He loves us when we fail. He loves us when we reject him. He still loves. Your belief, your faith is a gift. But you also need to check it out. Have you given up checking it out? You just go with the flow or just think this is the way it is? No. God has more for you. God loves you. He doesn't want you to just be stuck in where you are. He doesn't want you all alone. He wants to give you the best. He wants to, you know, get you to have just bursting out of your seams, happiness, joy, peace, contentment, all that we desire in every facet of our life. So I want to encourage you, go check out your beliefs, go read, go pray, go seek the Lord, go ask him to reveal himself to you. Holy Spirit, would you reveal this truth to me? Would you reveal this so that I could share it with others? May others come and help share with me so I can hear and I can see and I can believe more. So I want to encourage you, go check out what you believe. And if you're not sure, then go check it out more. Go find out, what do I truly believe? I remember when I was first married, I'm thinking, we're going to have children one day. I wrote away for all those booklets that you get when you're contemplating becoming a Catholic, because I wanted to know, what do I truly believe? What do I know? And if I don't believe it, well, I wanted to seek out why, or I'd never heard about it, or wow, that confirmed exactly what I felt in my spirit. And it wasn't just knowledge for knowledge's sake. It was truly knowing my God and what I believed in. What do you believe in? Who do you believe in? Go check your God out. Thanks for listening.